Welcome to the 148th episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Quizmaster Lee, and as usual, I'm joined by fellow master of the quiz, Mark Davis. What's
creeping
up, my friend?
While you're sleeping, getting close to that 150 mark.
We are so... I didn't even realize... No, I'm just kidding. Of course I did. We are getting close to 150, and we are also getting close to 500,000 downloads. So I'm very excited. A lot of good celebration coming up to look forward to. Today, what we have to look forward to. What's that?
Oof. I said, what if we had both at the same time?
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen, but that would be amazing. No. You know, that's like mutual orgasms. You know, it's very magical when it happens, but requires a lot of precision. A lot of skill.
Hard to do, but yeah, you just, yeah, exactly. It's, you know, oh boy.
What are we excited about today? We have two fantastic long-awaited guests. That's right. We have two of our well-known or individuals that would be well-known by our weekly players on Twitch. Please welcome to the no-no, Grantastic Glenn and Apple 30309. Glenn and Allison, welcome you two.
Hello.
Hi.
Finally, you've arrived on the no-no podcast.
A long time coming.
Yeah. After a pretty solid year of showing up to our Twitch trivia online, thank you so much for being such dedicated players.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of our date night when I still lived in Massachusetts, which might be sad.
No, that's awesome. I feel like it might have, you know, I don't want to, like, you know, take credit or anything, but I feel like I helped bring you guys closer together in a sense by providing a date night venue during lockdown.
It was very nice.
Yeah. And then when she moved down here, we listened to the podcast the entire way from Massachusetts to Florida on the moving truck. The entire way.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks so much for that. And it was lovely to see you last week in Orlando. We got to hang out for a day, walk around Universal. Thanks to our friend Nat Newton, who hooked us up with some tickets. Well, hooked us, me and Kyle up anyways. Thank you guys for dropping the coin. Glenn, actually, you got like a ultimate premiere pass, right?
Yeah. So I thought I was buying the preferred pass for Apple, and then come to find out it was the premiere, which has access to everything. And last night we were with our friend who works there, and she said that's been happening to a lot of customers lately, where they thought they bought the preferred, but walked out with the premiere.
You gotta check out
their website. So I don't know what's going on there. I know, right?
The old bait and switch.
I get some pretty good perks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are huge Universal heads instantaneously now, basically, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
I'm going next week, probably a couple times, to Harry Potter Land.
Right on.
I'm gonna get up on that butter beer.
I mostly wanna draw some stuff.
Oh, cool.
Well, that's even better.
So you're going to go and like bust out... Do they let you bring like an easel in or just sketchbook? Yeah,
just
I guess an easel would be a bit much. They'd be like, what are you doing exactly? Take it to a museum, lady. So, Glenn, as Grantastic Glenn, you held our biggest knower slot for all of 2020, I believe. Until your win count now has been eclipsed by H-Bomb, but you remain a formidable opponent on our Twitch channel, as well as your better half, Allison. So, Glenn, just a heads up, I've been like keeping track of how many overall points everybody has. You have you still have the most overall points at 12,135,452 points.
Woo!
Yep. That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
And Allison... Okay. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Glenn.
No, that's okay. I was just saying, at least I have that, because I always thought it'd be really great to come on the podcast while I'm still, like, numero uno.
I thought it was going to happen, too, like, but then H-Bomb had a run of, like, three wins in a row.
Oh, yeah, he destroyed me just for weeks.
It's true.
It's awful.
And Allison,
you gotta get in while the getting's good.
Allison, you have... you're in third rank overall, most points, with 8,991,270. Guess who's in between you guys? It's H-Bomb. He's got 11 million. 11.5, basically. So hot on the trail again. But yeah, 28 wins overall, Glenn. Still nothing to sneeze at. H-Bomb with 32. Apple, 11 quiz wins overall. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
I'm curious, though, about your trivia origins. Like, how did you guys... independently get interested in trivia, like in your lives?
Well,
popsicle stick trivia is where it started.
That is a good early start for trivia, for sure.
Yeah. What a good origin story.
My uncle is like just like a vault of random knowledge that comes out of him. Okay. So like I would always just like learn random things from him.
Gotcha.
And on top of that, like, I don't know, like I just started kind of doing it too. Like, especially in college, for some reason, I'd go down these like Wikipedia, like, I don't know, like the like rabbit holes.
Right.
Where I would I'd be reading about one thing, and then like, you know, 10 pages later, it's just something that wasn't even like, I could be reading about like, you know, the history of China, and then next thing you know, I'm learning about like the origin of muffins, and like, I don't know, it's just like all over the place.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. And again, most of it sticks with me. Mostly pop culture stuff is what really sticks with me.
Yeah, that seems to be kind of like your bag when we do the Twitch trivia.
Yeah.
So did you bring any pop culture questions today?
I did bring a couple.
Okay. What do you got going on over there?
Okay, well, I got a music band member replacements.
Oh, so, okay.
So, like, replacements for band members.
Right, like a Dave Navarro situation.
Not the band, the replacements.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, you'll see. You'll see what my question is.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah. We won't dig too much.
I got a folklore category and character origins.
Ooh.
So like a fictional character origin.
Okay.
Ooh, I like
sounds
that.
Good. Allison.
Allison.
Oh, I have a minor nerdy. I have a geology, herbology, video game, and biology question. That's four. So my backup question. I don't know which one is my backup.
Right, I guess
question.
We'll get there. Or if we have some extra just time, maybe you can throw
figure it out as you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so I brought some that I thought might be suited to our guests here. So we do have a botany question in round one. Then I think we're going to go, I don't know, I'm struggling between two questions. I'm going to keep that one secret for now, just that category for round one.
You minx.
I know.
I don't want any softball questions, you know. You can humiliate me on your podcast. It's all right.
All right. We'll get that. Well, one is I don't know. I was researching it. It might be a factoid. It was debunked, basically. Mm. I researched the question and I was like,
"Oh, well, then get rid of it."
Well, it can still be asked because it's almost an opinion thing. So you could just say like believe to be, you know, popularly okay. believed okay. to be. Maybe we'll get to that later in the factoid. You've convinced me. I've got a Doctor Who question for you guys. Wrestling, 90s wrestling.
Oh, thank God.
And then I'm like, I know you're thirsty for it, Glenn, the wrestling. I couldn't let this episode go by without asking one. And then secret societies. My last question. Ooh. Secret societies. Mark, going to do your typical surprise round?
Yeah, just kind of going and seeing how it works out. I got but I got some good ones here for you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if it's anything like your trivia, I did the one time, I'm going to get wrecked.
Well,
five points. No.
Hopefully the three of us working together, maybe we'll pull out something.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, after you played, Mark came to me and he was like, Glenn, you say he's good at trivia, but the score says different.
What is this? This is your
champion?
Yeah.
Bring your someone champion. Better.
All right, before we get into today's quiz, how about we go over our weekly wrap-up?
How about it?
Okay, on Monday we were back on Twitch for Monday Mega Quiz number 127. We had 19 players total, and it was Pokemon fan 12332 who cut down the competition, ending the quiz with 329,586 points, our second highest score ever on the platform. Grant in second place this week with 276,045 points. And Baja Men Tribute Band Alex coming in third with 269,770 points. On Wednesday at Pointy Bell Brewing Company, we had 12 teams battle over No Nonsense Trivia Challenge number 317. Rounds 1 and 2 went to the Shiba Inu Illuminati. Round 3, however, as well as the overall quiz, went to the Randoms, who ended the quiz with 114 points. Second place overall went to Helms Hunks and Yikes, who were tied with 107 points. Shiba Inu Illuminati in third overall with 94 points. In online competition, the Hamburglar Maz put it up over Thought This Was Speed Dating with a high score of 61 points. Mark, how did your trivia go at Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesday evening?
It went well. Loads of teams. This team, Slimothy Yonce, a male-female duo that I'd never seen before, winning the first round with 15 points. Quizzy Stardust winning the second round with 23 points. And then back to Slimothy Jans winning the whole night with 46 points. So it was an exciting evening. A little back and forth there.
Congratulations to Pokemon Fan as well as the Randoms and Slimothy Jans. If you want to join us this week for trivia.
Oh, I'm sorry, one moment.
Yes.
I have to give a shout out, of course, to Whiskey Tango, actually winning the whole night with 68 points on Zoom. I don't want Lisa giving me a hard time. I've got to give credit where credit is due. Proverbial Lightkeeper Matt with 44, a paltry 44 points. But that that Whiskey Tango with a sweet, sweet 68 points.
Well, let's put Whiskey Tango in that congratulations list as well then.
And a return to Manu. Manu came back and played, so that was really nice seeing him. Yes.
All right. If you want to join us this week, you have a few opportunities to do so. Tonight, Monday, May 3rd, we return to Twitch at 8 p.m. Eastern with Monday Mega Quiz number 128, based on your topic requests. This week, we're quizzing on Canadian history, Mesopotamia, 90s television, indie video games, U.S. government, and The Elder Scrolls, Morrowind. Join us for those categories and more tonight and every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Twitch. And this Wednesday, May 5th, we're at Pointy Bell Brewing Company in Fort Myers, Florida for our 318th pub quiz. We'll be asking questions based on our player category requests about animals, chemistry, the Muppets. And they wrote down on the category request form for that, I thought it said Muppet Farts. It said Muppet Facts. And I was very confused, but we're going to stick with Muppet Farts Facts. More.
No.
Maybe Jeez, we'll have a fart question. No. Have the Muppets ever farted? I don't know if I've ever heard a Muppet fart.
Probably in one of the movies I could see a fart gag, you know.
Lots of whistling out. In the movies.
The Muppet Babies.
Whistling, singing, farting. Yeah. We'll also be asking about cars, automobiles, not the Pixar movie. Just the what it's based on, actual cars. Fashion, Harry Potter, and more. Join us for your opportunity to win some free beer and suggest categories for next week's quiz. Join us at Pointy Bell on Wednesdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Or play along on our Twitch channel. If you're in the Cape, you can play Mark's Trivia on Wednesdays at Nice Guys Pizza in Cape Coral or on Zoom. That starts at 8 p.m. And please don't forget to follow No Nonsense Trivia on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit. And join us on our Discord server to stay updated on all of our podcasts, streams, and events. Join us.
Won't you?
Was I allowed to be a part of that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
We just jumped in.
You speak in. Whenever you want. You just jump right in.
Oh, I'm terrible. I mean, I just wouldn't
like the Flies song. You remember that song, The Flies? Jump right in?
No.
No.
I remember.
It was The Urge. I'm sorry, not The Flies.
I was going to say, The Flies were got you where I
yeah,
want
my
you.
Bad. Come on, that was my bad. That was my
wow.
bad.
Wow. Hey. Bum, bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, ba, da, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. I don't know my 90s bands. All right, let's take a little break, and then we are going to get right into trivia with Glenn and Allison in round one.
Cool. Did you guys hear me giving a little during that whole time? Mm-hmm. After to join us, you'll find that.
I was going to say, it'll be on your independent
oh,
recording.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can sometimes bury stuff in the Zoom or in the mic audio that wouldn't be perceptible say, in the Zoom.
Oh, man. I'm going to give all these...
All sorts of secrets. Secrets being told. Please, all right, we're back. Parts. I have a botany question to kick off our first round here. Popularly used for flavoring, what kind of orchid is the only orchid used for food production?
I know this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like after you gave me all of your categories, I was like, I think I'm just going to end up like sitting back this one. I feel like everything is made
not
for
necessarily. These are still
categories that yeah. Hmm.
You could totally still suss. I actually told Glenn this.
Oh, so the Glenn other don't remember.
Wow. Never listening.
Yeah.
This is where your relationship falls apart. I told Glenn this the other day, but if he would listen every once in a while, maybe he'd know.
Well, okay, so I've got a few questions that I've definitely mentioned at some point that I'm pretty sure you
just... He's banking on it.
It's unfortunate. Also, these are the kinds of questions that during the Twitch stream, she's carrying me on that. So it's just like anything that comes up, she's just always on it. And like, hey, I figure
you guys play in the same room and you're probably discussing it, and whoever knows it or feels like they know it more is the first to answer.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm hyper confident and I blurt something out and then it's wrong.
And then I lose points and I was like, I was dreaming.
Like I have cost her a few victories, unfortunately. Just
do you guys have like a tally board? Are you keeping track? Glenn's missteps.
But I don't need a record of this.
I don't know. I have it in my brain.
Fuel. That's enough.
Love is not.
So what's the answer here then?
That's what love is.
Thank you, Mark Davis.
The answer.
Orchid, only one used for flavoring. You know, I've seen vanilla looks like a flower. I feel like when I've seen like vanilla stuff, like at Publix or whatever, and they have like a little picture on the front.
Yeah.
And I know that is used for flavoring.
That makes sense, because we were at Publix this morning picking up some stuff for breakfast, and we stopped and looked at the flowers, and there was orchids there, and they were very similarly shaped to the flowers that's on the vanilla packaging.
So I feel like all we have to do is put our sus through Allison to find out if we're right instead of Lee. Yeah. Then Allison can give the answer.
That is correct. Absolutely correct. Well done.
Hey.
All right. See? One question down. Not too rough, right? Yeah.
Yep. Making her look good.
Do you have any fun facts about vanilla?
No. Great.
It's delicious.
So artificial vanilla is actually made from vanillin, which is a breakdown in cellulose, which is why old books smell like vanilla.
We'll put that together. So it's really, you said that was artificial vanilla though, right?
Yep, artificial.
Why don't they
vanilla
sell it as made from like wood pulp? Yeah, I think we talked about that in the podcast before. But why don't they sell it as old book flavoring instead?
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of nerds would be into that.
I love old book cake.
You have to do like old books and whiskey.
Yeah, you wouldn't know this flavor. It's too old for you, or it's like
it's too old.
All right, here's your first question from me. Keratitis is the medical name for the swelling in what part of the body? That's K-E-R-A-T-I-T-I-S. Keratitis, or as I call it, keratitis, is the name for the swelling in what the medical name for the swelling.
Well, when you pronounce it that way, it calls to mind all sorts of images, Mark.
Keratin is.
So if I'm remembering correctly, keratin.
Eyesight?
Is that.
Oh. Like, hair.
That's
nails.
Like, wait. No. Yeah. Is it hairs and nails? Yeah, that's what. Yeah, okay.
Swelling
is
hair and nails.
It could be a swelling of, like, the nail like bed or something. Cuticle.
Oh, yeah. Hair. That's happened, you know, sometimes it gets, like, infected if you're, like, you know, you got a hangnail or something.
You got, like, a hangnail.
It swells up. You got some keratitis. Yeah. That makes sense to me.
It's true, because like I get that once in a while where like a hangnail comes up and then I get that big swelling and it's just like rock hard on the tip of my finger for a couple days.
Oh,
yeah,
I hate that so much.
So like, would we say, would it be like cuticle, or would we say like fingertips? Or
I think cuticle would probably work. That's what that is, right?
Yeah, cuticle or nail bed.
I like the logic. For some reason, I was thinking maybe it was like tongue, but I have no rationale behind that. I don't know. That was just like that was my, I don't know, what am I going to go with guess. But I like your answer.
I mean, it's a good guess.
Okay, so we're going to go with cuticle, nail bed.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Wrong.
Someone said it right off. The correct answer is the cornea.
The eye.
I would have accepted the eye.
Wait, so keratin isn't... Oh, wait. Keratin's for the eye side. From carrots? That's not from carrots, right? Like, beta-carotene. But that's like, but it has the
carrot. That's the association I made, but I was wrong in how I plugged it together.
No, see, I was thinking something.
Well... Because it was spelled with a K, I went with keratin, which you can take as a supplement. Mm. It helps your nails and hair and all sorts of stuff. And eyesight, apparently.
Yeah, it's a condition in which the eye's cornea, the clear dome on the front surface of the eye, becomes inflamed. The condition is often marked by moderate to intense pain and usually involves any of the following symptoms: pain, impaired eyesight, photophobia, red eye, and a gritty sensation.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a picture of it.
Isn't that like pink eye?
No, this is like fucking fucked up eye.
Yeah,
this
like, pink eye is like a gooey sensation in your eye, not a gritty.
Okay.
Is that what, is that diverted reticulitis? Is that what pink eye is?
Yeah, I've had it before. Yeah. Just woke up one day.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Bad times.
Put a picture of that in the description, right?
There's our header photo for the episode.
Bad times at Ridgemont High.
Yes. Gritty eyeballs.
That's what Frank Miller has. That's how he gets that cool sensitivity.
Allison.
Look.
Oh my god.
Allison, ladies first.
All right. I'm going to ask you my herbology question first.
Sick.
So, an herb used in Greek mythology by Achilles on wounded soldiers. Achillea millefolium is more commonly known as what?
Can I get that one more time? Thank you.
Yes. An herb used in Greek mythology by Achilles on wounded soldiers, Achillea millefolium,
Achillea
is more commonly
known
as what?
Allison, we usually charge people for this, but I'm going to rate this question before we even get an answer. I'm going to rate it an A+. This is a great question.
Do you know the answer?
No. See, that's just it. For me, it's about the way it's written and the knowledge that I'm going to get. I love that. I already love knowing that I'm going to know something I didn't know, and that the name of it comes from Achilles. Like, all that's so fucking awesome to me. I love that.
I feel like I should know. Like, you think I'd be more in a deep dive on Greek mythology since I've been playing the game Hades so much?
Oh yeah,
and Achilles is like.
I thought it might be an item that they would give you in the game.
Nope.
So I was
Achilles
like, maybe you'll know this.
Just if I put that giving info on weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, herbs, you know, herbs that would help someone who's wounded. I mean,
marijuana.
Well, I was honestly thinking like something like that, because, but I mean, like, yeah, we know that it's cannabis, you know.
Sativa.
So it can't be that.
sage, mint, basil, thyme.
Mint is a good possible one because it's used for like cooling, I feel like. An herb. And I mean, like, when I think of herbs, being a fat gentleman, I only think about like food herbs, but I don't know about herbs otherwise. Mint.
Yeah, I would say it's a medicinal herb rather than a food. Yeah.
Mint's
what's the scientific name again?
Achillea millefolium.
That is not helping me out.
Achillea,
unfortunately.
Millefolium. Medicinal herb.
Aspirin. I don't know what the plant is named. The aspirin plant? This is the Tylenol plant. This is the aspirin plant. The ibuprofen plant. I thought there might be. I mean, that's. I wasn't joking as much with
Jesus.
That one.
No clue.
Oh.
It's willow bark. White willow bark is aspirin,
Willow has all sorts of uses.
Can we bring on that wrestling question?
We'll get there. We'll get there.
No, it really was a well-worded question because you were struggling. Like, you were so nervous about how to word your questions, and that was beautiful.
Well done.
Yeah, no. Well done. A+.
Well, we drank last night, so I had to sober up and write them better.
Yeah, it's funny when I'm like writing notes, I'll write down just like
shit version of the question.
Scooby-Doo movie bad guy, you know, just like this, like, so that's just so I can remember, and then I'll go and I'll flush it out, make sure it's right, flush it out, etc. I don't know, guys, do you want to say mint? I mean, I know that's not mostly a medicinal herb, but I'm thinking of like,
I think we should cooling, go with aspirin if it, that's like the only medicinal herb we've it. Really mentioned.
Well, she said aspirin as well.
Oh, right. So it's not an herb.
Oh.
No, we well, can say like willow bark is.
Is that an herb though? That,
huh? Yeah. The medicinal
herb. Well, I know, I'm not going to tell you the answer.
Could it be? Hey, could it be like the cocaine coca plant or hair, like whatever, like like the coca plant or like
Achilles high on cocaine in like, Greek mythology?
Like poppy?
Poppy seed?
Yeah, I was thinking like. Yeah,
I don't think so.
You know,
I don't Roman think they did.
Time? Yeah, I was say like we would or have to Greek. Be in that region. Yeah. I would assume like.
Oh, that's true.
I can try and give you more hints, but it's both. It's fine.
I think there's enough here.
We'll just fail spectacularly. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. We might just have to take the L on this one. Poppy seed? Milk of the poppy.
Because we're thinking Greece, right? I mean, is Greece... I'm trying to think of like herbs.
Basil.
That are in Greece.
Thyme, oregano. But those are all foods. Those are all food herbs.
Yeah. Sage.
Sage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of something like that heroin is made from or opium, you know, anything like that, that like may cause that pain to go away.
When you spelled like, it was like Achillium, my.
Millifolium?
Achillium.
You spell that?
Millifolium.
M-I. Okay.
M-I-L-L-E-F-O-L-I-U-M.
A thousand leaves. Millifolium.
Mm.
Yeah.
Phonia.
Liam or Neam?
Folium.
Don't fuck my shit up,
Lee. Like a folio.
Right.
I'm trying to suss you.
Hemp? Book. Is hemp?
Yeah, let's go with hemp. That sounds good.
I like that we started with cannabis as the joke answer and then hemp is the final real answer. Like,
screw it.
It's a medical herb. It's the one we know.
Who wants to suss forever? The hit Queen song.
So the answer is yarrow, and it's used. It's like a little flowering plant. It's got like yellow, white, or pink flowers. It's actually common, like as a weed, up in Massachusetts. But if you dry it out and make a powder out of it, you can staunch blood flow with it. And so I'm going to say the name wrong. Karin or Sharon, I'm not sure how to say it, was the centaur who was very wise in medicinal knowledge, taught Achilles how to use it at the Battle of Troy to treat his wounded soldiers. And then ironically, he died of blood.
That's what I'm going to say. Like, nobody was around to like patch him up with that stuff right when he got hit right in like the heel. Just he was just out of it.
Apparently not. Yeah, I loved the irony of that.
Right.
Like, just...
Yeah. Isn't it ironic?
Nothing in that song is ironic.
Most good stories have that sense of irony, I find, in them, or classical stories, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Glenn, why don't you hit us up?
So, this was my band member replacements question. For their 2018 album, The Now Now... The Gorillaz temporarily replaced their villainous bassist, Murdoch, with another villainous character from what Cartoon Network series?
Oh, I think I know this.
I'm going to be no help.
It has a cartoon. There's cartoons involved. So
is it the monkey from Powerpuff Girls? Is it Aku?
Mojo
Jojo?
Mojo Jojo.
Mojo Jojo.
That's the most help I can be. I don't know the answer, but I think that's his name.
I feel like I remember seeing a video with him in it.
Same. A little monkey like that have a bass. A bass is a big instrument. Does he have a baby version of a bass?
Could it be?
Then it wouldn't be.
Who's the guy from Space Ghost? Oh, maybe it's Zoltar. but I was thinking of the guy in the back whose name starts with M that like pulls Moltar. The switch. Moltar and sorry, I confused the names.
Moltar
and Green Guy.
Oh, you're talking about Zorak.
Zorak.
I thought you were talking about another cartoon.
No, I said Zoltar.
Zorak. I'll play bass, bass ghost.
Did you say whether or not they replaced them on bass or they just replaced
Yeah, they replaced them on bass.
Oh, on bass, okay. Probably not Zorak then.
I mean, if you guys feel good about Mojo Jojo and that you saw him, then I think we should go with that.
So
the gut's always right.
Are there any other monkeys involved
there's tons.
In Cartoon Network that we're not thinking of?
There's monkeys all over the place.
Just remind, I'm actually just looking for the series too. So I'm just looking for the series.
The series. Good.
Yeah,
then we could say Powerpuff Girls, and it would be like
there's a couple bad guys in there.
Yep.
We're going to say Powerpuff Girls.
You are correct.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys did cover your bases because it wasn't Mojo Jojo. It actually wasn't. It was Ace, the leader of the Gang Green Gang.
Oh,
like their fast talking leader. So like singer Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz said he and his co-creator Jamie Hewlett were big fans of the Powerpuff Girls and actual personal friends with the creator Craig McCracken, so they struck up a deal with them. Aww. And they intended on having the original voice actor of Ace say some lines in one of the music videos, but the like costs were too great to like get that from Cartoon Network to like have them approve the scripts and things like that. Mm-hmm. That they wouldn't have had any money left in their budget to hire the actor. But if you ever want to hear it, the I think his name was Jim Bennett or Jeff Bennett. It was like one of those two. Last name Bennett. You can actually hear the voice actor talk the lines of Gorilla songs he did on like another podcast. So if you want to hear like Ace from the Powerpuff Girls,
that's awesome.
That weird like accent, like New York like accent.
Can you send me a link to that to put in the show notes?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll find it. I think cool. It's through the Gorillaz fan page.
Right on. So check that out, folks. Global politics. My second question for you guys. The National Diet is the bicameral legislature of what Asian country?
Oh, crap.
The National Diet is the bicameral legislature of what Asian country?
Whew.
The bicameral diet.
Yeah, what's bicameral?
Two
something.
Like, yeah.
Can you spell it?
Like how we have like a Senate and a House of Representatives.
Exactly.
Like that's bicameral. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Exactly.
Okay. Big brains.
Learning new words.
I remember that from history. You know, like when they give you like, you know, 12 years of almost like U.S. government and history and not anything else about the world, you kind of remember some of those things about your country.
Yeah. All right. The bicameral diet. Is a product.
The National Diet is the bicameral legislature of what Asian country?
That.
I've heard this.
Well, I mean, when I think of the national anything, I think of China.
Yeah. That's where my brain went. China or Korea.
Because I kind of like to tell people what to do.
Yeah, do you think like a communist nation would need two branches of lawmaking?
issue. Is that when you think of like the national something where it's like, hey, we're all in this, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
What that about idea. Japan?
See, that's what I was thinking.
Japan's more about the whole of the country rather than the individual.
They have like they have an emperor, but it's not like
he's more like a figurehead.
Yeah, it's more like a figurehead.
Yeah.
Now I personally, and I might be showing my hand a little bit here every once in a while, but India as an Asian country is never thought of.
That's true.
Automatically, we're kind of thinking of like just the big dogs here, but I mean, obviously it could be a smaller country like Thailand or Malaysia or something like that. But India could also be, and with so many people there, I could see them trying to like make a specific diet where, you know, to prevent, I don't know, like overusing certain things or like, you know, using stuff that they grow there easily. I would say, I don't know. Japan sounds good. Any other countries that we haven't thought of? You can argue that Russia is an Asian country.
Singapore. Mm-hmm. Singapore?
Singapore.
Isn't that Eurasia?
That's
Eurasia, yeah.
The Philippines.
Philippines, yep. Mm. Cambodia.
Nepal.
Not Greece.
Not Greece.
No.
Greece is not the word. Sorry.
Well, I don't know. We're kind of shooting in the dark here. The National Diet, bicameral. I think, yeah, we can probably nix out, you know, the communist countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like, I want to say, like, my gut's saying Japan, but...
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go with Glenn's gut. We're going to say Japan.
Oh, God, please don't.
Yes! Hey! Nippon itself.
I'm sorry.
This is why I'm Lee's champion.
I'm so nervous. Please don't do. This is why I'm God.
No, no, I would never. No.
He very often does that.
No, I do not.
Whoa.
What?
Uh-oh. It all falls apart in this episode.
No. Oh, my. No. Please, no.
That's all right. Glenn, you still have so many questions left to redeem yourself.
That's great.
I committed. I moved down here, so it can't be over.
All right. Here's your last question of the first round. Balbir Singh. Balbir Singh was a 3-time Olympic medal winner in which winter sport? First named Balbir, last name Singh. Balbir Singh was a 3-time Olympic medal winner in which winter sport?
Wouldn't Singh be like Indian spelled that way? Balbir Singh, winter sports.
Cross-country skiing, downhill skiing.
Mm. So bobsled's a team sport.
Right.
Curling.
Curling is a team sport.
Yep.
Yeah. Winter sports.
I'm pretty sure wrestling is actually considered wrestling is a winter sport. Wrestling takes place during the Winter Olympics. Well, at least it did. They took it off the Olympics, actually, which I think is a travesty because, I mean, it's like one of the oldest. It's like, if not the oldest.
It's that what like, started event. It.
Like, just.
Yeah. And where are you going to get your Kurt Angles from?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. No more Brock Lesnar. Well, Brock Lesnar didn't do the Olympics.
That farming system.
Right.
The Olympics to WWE pipeline must not be disrupted. Okay,
maybe
so
it's bobsledding.
Bobsledding, I mean, I guess you could win a gold medal as a team, but to for Mark to like actually single one member out to
one
me
member,
implies
yeah.
that it's not a team sport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what? No.
This is this is embarrassing.
He is a member of a team?
I found out this is wrong.
Oh, it's wrong?
So I was just looking up information about it. So I was looking at information to give a little bit of information afterward. And to explain where I found this, it just used one word. And I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. When I looked it up, he is Indian. I will just go ahead and say it. He's an Indian hockey player. But it's Indian field hockey, but it's listed as just Indian hockey player. So I was like, oh, well, that's interesting. This Indian guy playing
field
hockey.
So
and
it's
winning.
A summer sport. Is it? Yeah.
But it is field hockey.
Oh, okay.
They don't say field hockey in the place where I found.
That's for you, Mark.
Yeah, God. Tell me about it. Well, I mean, how crazy is that they just say hockey? It's like anybody who reads it is probably going to think, especially here, is going to think, yeah. Oh, hockey.
Now, not only am I getting Mark Davis questions wrong, I'm jinxing his actual questions.
All right. Here's another question.
Good. That's strong power right there, Glenn. That's very powerful.
All right. Reddy is a cartoon character that served as a corporate spokesman for what industry? That's R-E-D-D-Y. Reddy is a cartoon character that served as a corporate spokesman for what industry?
I really hope it's not like cigarettes. Like I was thinking like the time of like, you know, Joe Camel and stuff like that. If like Marlboro Reds had Reddy. Yeah, it's like they're, right. You know.
It sounds like it's the spokesman for the entire industry. That is strange. Okay. Like, my first thought was like Smokey the Bear type situation.
Yeah.
But that's not, he's not like a corporate mascot. He's like a public service.
Yeah, that's a PSA
type character. Reddy.
R-E-D-D-Y?
R-E-D-D-Y.
It's not bag whipped cream, ice. Right? Ready Whip? Don't they spell it like... doesn't Ready Whip spell... Isn't it spelled like
I've
that?
I've never looked.
I thought there was an I.
No.
Oh, no, this is a Mandela effect thing being born
no,
right
No, because I think Ready Whip... Yeah, it's not R-E-A-D. Like, Lupin, stop calling my foot. I'm sorry. Cat, he's just going to like...
You guys, I thought your Alexa was going to be
Lupin. No, he's like... He's just switching it up now. It's like he's done with Allison. He's coming in the room here to mess with me now.
He wants to be on Mike.
Yeah, he does. He wants to be on the podcast. But I know Ready. Yeah, Ready Whip is spelled that way. But would you consider whipped cream an industry?
The frozen novelty industry.
The whipped cream industry. Just... See, like, the big expo where they have, like the area where, like, people use it sexually, and then, like, the area where people have ice cream, and then it's just, like...
Yeah, the common areas of the expos. You know? Yeah. We all know them. I was thinking maybe gas, you know?
Like, yeah.
You want your gas to come on when you're ready to cook or heat your house or something like that?
I was thinking because... For whatever reason in my mind, like a Tractor Supply sort of company came into my brain, but I'm not sure. I think I'm thinking of like John Deere.
Oh, dear.
So that's not right.
Wouldn't his name be Greeny?
Right.
That's the other component is like, is it a play on red? Like the color red, you know, is there like an industry again, like, fire, I don't know, I keep going back to fire stuff, like I don't know if it's like gas or the matchbook industry, like something red. Fire trucks are red.
I feel like you're gonna say the answer and I'm gonna be like
yeah, it's one of those. I'm feeling what's up? I'm feeling gas.
No,
are we feeling gassy?
Wait, isn't there firewood called Ready, and there's like woodchuck on it or something.
Well, I don't know that.
I don't really know. We're,
in Southwest Florida, the fires are so few and far between.
Yeah. Ready. I don't know.
Nothing else really coming to mind. Like all the things I like, you know, lit up in my brain. I said right away. So. Yeah.
Is it real estate? Is it entertainment? Is it?
Are you asking Mark Davis?
No. I'm asking with you guys. Like, could it be anything like in any of these industries?
I'm not. I mean, I don't get his questions right, but I'm not ready to plead for help either. So
we can suss this. I mean, gas is a decent fallback answer, but I just feel like there's a lot of area.
What would their like mascot? Like, so if it was gas, like, what would the mascot be? Like, if his name's Ready, like, what would it be? Character wise,
like a pilot light,
like a little flame
or something. Yeah,
like a little guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready, and I'm gonna get your gas ready.
Yeah, I had to do some research on mascots, and I feel like I saw this one because they made a mascot for a company.
Oh, cool!
And I feel like I saw it while I was looking them up. Gonna drive me crazy. I keep picturing a deer. Mm. Or like a buck.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's like tractors or like agriculture, the agricultural industry?
Maybe, or like tools.
Hardware industry?
I might be completely off base with that. Not pharmaceutical. No.
Ready to take your medicine?
I mean, is it an old mascot that's been around forever?
I think they said that it's no longer. Like, the way it was worded, it was like it's no longer being used.
Mark, could we have the question one more time, please?
Anything that'll get it answered, yes. Okay. Ready is a cartoon character that served as a corporate spokesman for what industry?
Cartoon. Served. I'm okay. I really feel like I'm not getting anything better than gas. Like, that's the one served. That's...
Could it be firearms?
Ready, aim, fire.
Yeah, and like maybe they, it's distasteful to have like a mascot that's like ready to blow somebody away or something. You know? Is there a ready rifle?
Maybe.
That would be a brand, like
a BB gun or something. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of stuff that wouldn't be around anymore.
Right.
Like cigarette mascots. Yeah,
that's like, that's why, that's kind of where my brain went, because it's like, you know, you can't do that anymore. It's like a...
Was it, maybe it's like beer? Kind of beer? Ready? Yeah, I don't drink beer. No. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Never heard of that.
No. Like I said, I'm okay with going with gas. I don't think we're...
Yeah. Gas or cigarettes, I'm compelled by that as well, because for the reason that, like, it's, you know...
Not around anymore.
But I've never seen... It's like, why have a mascot that you're not going to, like, put out there? And, like, we know Joe Camel and the Marlboro Cowboy.
Like, they had that.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, the Cowboy guy. Just had the Flintstones commercials. In the 60s that were really...
Yeah, I mean, why would Reddy be shoved to the back?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Maybe it's camping.
You're going to go on forever, like, with the... Yeah.
I'm sorry, I know.
Okay, I'm just going to say, we'll go with... I'm going to say gas. Fuck that. Like, I really...
Okay.
What do you...
Team Allen plus Lee answers gas.
It's wrong.
Good sus, long sus, good sorry. Sus. And kind of close. It's okay. The answer is electricity. His full name is Reddy Kilowatt.
I remember this guy.
Yes.
He was on like worksheets. The like FPL guy would come to the classroom in elementary school and teach you about electricity, and you had to color in this Reddy guy.
I don't think I ever had that.
Yeah.
I remember having Spark.
Show him to you.
National Grid.
Oh, wow.
Reddy Kilowatt.
Oh wow! No, I never.
And there's a very funny picture I don't have on me of him with a knife to a kid's throat, saying "electricity kills." You know, be careful. But it's like this electricity man is going to stab this fucking kid for sticking around.
Is it an authentic piece of art from the campaign?
I believe so, yes.
Oh my god.
It's not fan art.
We're about to take a quick break before we go into the second round. I'll look for it real quick, but I'm pretty sure it is real, and we'll have to throw it in the show notes or something, or hell, maybe even use it as a picture for the episode, but it's very funny.
Oh my god.
All right, yeah, let's take that break, and then we got some miscorrections to go over when we come back.
Okay,
let me see here. You guys need a for real break for anything?
Grab some water.
Okay. All right, this is on eBay.
The picture?
Yeah. This is
get the, like frame, the, get the framed art. Original I'm art honest. Of Reddy murdering a child.
Are you ready to meet God?
He's so smiley about it too. He's not even like menacing. Just like, this is what happens.
Wow. All right, we're back, and it's time for some missed corrections.
Ooh, I like it when the guest whispers with me.
Yes, it's nice. Mark, you wanted some information about Strom Thurmond. You kept asking about that, and I was like, why is he on the Strom Thurmond thing? There was a little modicum there of something. Turns out Strom Thurmond, the deceased racist piece of shit senator from South Carolina, retired in 2003 as the only member of either chamber of Congress to reach the age of 100 while still in office, and the oldest serving senator. So two records there for Strom Thurmond. Technically, that is not an actual record, though. Cornelius Cole is actually the longest living senator at 102 years old, but hadn't been a senator since he was 60, like Strom Thurmond. Thanks for sending me down that path, Mark. Lion King came out in 1994, not 1993, like I mentioned during the sus to Mark Saylor question. And also, Mark, I want to give you, I don't want to say a little bit of an apology, because the question is accurate, but I feel like I was a little misleading in my which Disney princess has violet eyes question.
Mm-hmm.
Aurora does have violet eyes in all marketing materials, merchandise, and all that stuff. But in the original Sleeping Beauty movie, I think her eyes are solid black. I don't think she's shown with pupils. When I was going back and looking, it seems like they're like just solidly filled in. It is an early movie from Disney, but if you go and look at the official Disney princess merchandise and stuff like that, she's obviously redrawn, you know, using modern technology, and they give her purple and violet eyes. So even though the trivia fact holds up, while I was talking about it, I feel like I was like implying like, oh, well, she's only on screen for 18 minutes, so you hardly get to see her eyes. That doesn't really matter that much at the end, because when they do show her eyes open, they're pretty much just solid black circles. So you were not too far off during your sus there, my friend. And listeners, if you'd like to... Oh, do you have anything, Mark, for the segment?
No.
Okay. Listeners, if you'd like to write us with a missed correction, a rate my question, or even just a little no note, you can write to us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. Call us at 1-929-356-6966 or find us on social media.
You said 69.
Nice.
Are you guys ready for the first question of the second round?
Yes.
Yes.
All righty. What mountain range that shares a name with a mighty Greek titan stretches through Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia?
You said you said a Greek titan?
Greek titan. Titan. I don't know the titans.
Kronos.
Argos.
He was like,
no.
Is Argos one?
No.
Or
I'm just saying Greek names. I'm going
to
show up.
Wait, we heard Argos the other day. Where were we?
We literally were listening to something that had mentioned
all. Wasn't it this? Wasn't
three.
The podcast while we were waiting for your vaccine? We were listening to the...
That was literally...
Oh, that was the Cyclops. The Cyclops.
The Cyclops.
The Cyclops.
Those are the three brothers.
Staraclopa, please.
Yeah.
No, that's not...
The Cyclopsy.
Staracles. Argus. And Brontes.
Right.
Wow, I actually remember them. Holy shit.
Ding, 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 ding.
The Cyclopes. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Impressive, Mark.
Impressive.
Well, you're just like, you know, you got so much information just flowing right through you. So I can imagine like something gets lost.
So sometimes. Kronos is a titan.
Kronos is a titan. He was like the father of like Zeus. He would eat all his babies and Zeus got
Eros?
Carried away.
Yeah.
God, Dad, stop eating my babies.
I think Kronos is in Dante's Inferno. Or no, I'm thinking of somebody else. Gotta be somebody else. But there's a famous painting of him eating a child.
Yeah. Goya.
Really gross.
That's horrifying.
Saturn devouring his son by Goya. Francisco Goya.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Goya's good for that disturbing stuff.
Yeah, he painted pretty like normative, like military battles and stuff. And then I think he began to suffer from dementia and started painting on the walls of his house. And that's one of the ones that he produced was this giant painting of Kronos eating a man that is his son, a tiny little man.
It's like it's like proportionate to a normal human being, just small.
Right.
Weird.
If you've ever seen my illustration, Nathan devouring his son, it's based on that.
But
it's just from the perspective of if Goya was like a child with an imaginary friend rather than late in life. So it's like a kind of a cute monstery thing. A unicorn, a Barosaurus Rex. Ripping off the head of somebody if you look close.
Oh, jeez.
I'll have to check.
Yes, thank you.
For Titans, though, it's like, I mean, God. Like... Unfortunately, like my go-to in my brain is always that Disney Hercules movie where the Titans are climbing up Mount Olympus, but it's just so
That is incredibly helpful, actually, Glenn. You shouldn't say unfortunately. That would help us out.
There's just so many inaccuracies in that movie that they got the names right, I'm pretty sure. So if we can remember that, that's one thing. There is like a rocky Earth-type Titan in that.
Yeah.
And I
must confess, I've never actually seen
it. Wouldn't be Hercules. Named something like Terra something, right? Like,
I mean, it's not accurate.
I don't, like, it would be like, I don't know if people like Terra.
Kronos,
something.
Terra.
Is Terra one?
I'm not sure. I know Kronos. Terra would make sense for a mountain range, but I'm not sure if it was a Titan.
Yeah. And where are these mountains again, Mark Davis?
Tunisia, Morocco.
Yep, and Morocco, Tunisia, and Algeria.
Mm.
See, I feel like there's a Kronos mountain range, but I feel like it might be on another planet.
Like on Saturn?
On the moon Titan.
Somewhere. Well, not Saturn. Yeah.
No mountains. Gas mountain.
Gas mountain. Gas mountain. We're just on the gas today. We're just...
Yeah, right?
Oh, man.
God. Yeah, I don't know the names of the Titans at all, basically. I mean, I can confirm that Kronos is one. After you said it.
I mean, we could just...
That's unfortunate. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I just...
But they're all representative of, like, different aspects of, like, nature, right? I mean, so you have the Earth, which would which might be Terra. Sky. Night? No?
Nyx was, like I don't want to say, like, a demigod. Like, she was, like, the aspect of night, like, was Nyx. And then there's, like...
Yeah, that's...
There's Orpheus is sleep.
Yeah, right, but those are gods, sleep. Right? They're not titans.
Dreams. Yeah, they're like aspects, and there's gods, and then like they're like offshoots. Yeah, titans are the ones that came before the gods. Like they were the precursors, and I just
and then Zeus was like, these guys are too powerful. I got to lock them up now.
Could it be? You know, Tara's got me thinking. It could be Robin, Changeling, Starfire.
I know. Cyborg, I was going the same.
Any of those?
I did the same thing. Just like going the wrong way, Glenn. Just in my mind, I'm not even gonna say it out loud. Yeah. Just, but like, we're on the same page, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Kronos is a good guess.
Yeah,
It's a guess. I don't know that it's a good guess.
Yeah, it's
especially now with your comment that you think that there is a Kronos mountain range, like on
Mars or something.
Yeah. I really, unfortunately, don't have any. Others, like, if just the Titans' knowledge is just not there.
Who was Zeus a Titan?
No, he was a god. He was like, he was the one surviving son of Kronos. That got like, he got snuck away, so that's how he survived and he wasn't eaten.
Damn, I can't remember the Titans. Like the movie says to.
Shame. What's next? 9/11?
Oh god. Oof. Remember the Alamo.
Forgetting everything you're supposed to the Alamo. Forgetting everything you're supposed to remember. Come on, guys. We're going to need an answer.
Kronos is the only thing we got.
Yeah.
Who wants to subscribe?
It's Kronos.
I know.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's incorrect.
It's not Kronos.
It's a good sounding guess, though. Thank you. Kronos Mountains. The correct answer is a big one you guys forgot. He was known for holding up the world.
Atlas! Oh, Atlas. Oh, Atlas.
And I was sure you guys were going to get that.
I just like, brain farted the there. Titans. See, I didn't remember that Atlas actually was a Titan.
A Titan? Yeah, me either.
Keeping up the streak.
Caught off guard.
One day I will redeem myself.
All right. Yeah. Lee? Doctor Who.
You're just my Achilles heel.
Doctor Who question. The Doctor Who episode, The Unicorn and the Wasp, is based on the real-life 10 to 11 day long disappearance and subsequent reappearance of which famous British mystery author?
I know the answer to this.
So, it's just,
can't run anything past Allison. Yeah,
just putting me to shame today. It's just like, just
I'm sorry.
She's the powerhouse. Like she's just the one that's carrying me. For all the trivia.
Just for the sake of time, Allison, why don't you share what you think the answer is with your teammates here?
Oh, Agatha Christie.
Yeah, that's what came to my mind. I can only think of one British mystery.
It's a really good episode. And there is a giant wasp, and it's huge.
Would Sir Arthur Conan Doyle count as a mystery British
novelist?
I don't... Yeah, he would sort... Yeah, I would count him, but he did not disappear.
Well, I just
Agatha Christie is famously known for disappearing for like a couple weeks and then showing up and having like no idea what happened for those 2 weeks.
Fugue state.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I think it was, a fugue state. Or she was just lying because her husband was divorcing her or something like that. Like her husband was fucking around and she just like disappeared and came back with amnesia.
Agatha Christie was like, fuck this. Deuces. We're going to say Agatha Christie.
That is absolutely correct. Yeah. And the story pretty much right. Her husband said that he wanted a divorce because he was in love with another woman. And Christie went missing. Actually, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle hired a spirit medium and gave her her glove in order to try and help locate her.
Yeah.
Yep. So he was involved. And yeah, they found her checked into a hotel under her husband's lover's name.
I didn't know that part.
She never mentioned it in her audio. She was registered as Mrs. Tressa Neal. So Tressa is a new name, but Neal is the surname of her husband's lover, who was Nancy Neal. Yeah, and then she never mentioned it in her autobiography, and the truth remains a mystery to this day.
How fitting.
That's messed up.
Building apropos. A mystery. I know.
Life imitating art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Glenn.
Me.
Glenn.
Oh, I heard that all the time in high school. That was like a hot commercial for the Starbucks drinks. Where they played, really? It was like the commercials where they would have a band come on and do like a parody of one of their own songs. So it was Eye of the Tiger. Survivor just shows up going, Glenn. And then all throughout high school, that's all I heard. Just all the time.
You had that. I had Tenacious D's Lee. There was a big time for name songs. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Mark's got anything that he remembers. No. Okay.
Just Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, which he hates. He absolutely loves
fantastic.
That reference.
Well, and I will say, I guess while we're on it, it's especially frustrating because when my name is spelled with a C, so when people try and spell it with my name, then it says Marcy Mark. So they'll spell it with a K for Marky, but a C for Mark.
Yeah.
It's a whole mess.
All right.
I never considered that Mark. I'm so
hey,
sorry.
The funky
Marcy Mark.
There you go. That's better.
So this category was folklore. According to Japanese folklore, the image of a rabbit living on the moon can be seen making what traditional food item?
Hmm. I don't know this. This is interesting. One more time,
so,
please.
According to Japanese folklore, the image of a rabbit living on the moon can be seen making what traditional food item?
Well, I would guess that if you're looking at the moon and you're trying to project like an image of, you know, a rabbit eating something, it's probably going to need to be a pretty simple looking food item.
It's not eating it. It's making it.
Okay. Right, right. But you, still, the resolution would be so
generally
low.
Generally speaking, food is made to be eaten.
True. But I think the act of looking to make something and then eating it is like two different kind of...
Right. I'm gonna go with something, maybe the most simple looking Japanese food item, a dumpling.
Yeah, or a
basically
bun.
A blob. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, look, you see the dumpling? Like, you could easily map, like, just a crater, you know, like, dumpling onto, like, a moon crater and be like, that's a dumpling.
Mm.
Sushi seems like it would be kind of complicated to, like, convince somebody, like, no, you can see
it's
the...
Sushi.
Yeah, it's the sashimi on top, the rice, the
wrapping. What about ramen?
Oh, ramen.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's, like, a very, like, heavily depicted image. Like, you know, I feel like you see lots of... you know, cartoons and stuff and manga and stuff with ramen. People love drawing that egg. Or, Lee, you're an artist. You like drawing an egg, don't you?
I like drawing eggs. I like eating eggs.
Yeah, that yellow rice that I had with scrambled eggs in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you right now. It was
just
very
to, good. Just to go full circle with our theme of this podcast, eggs can make you very gassy.
Gassy mountain.
Yeah.
Egg will take you to Gas Mountain. Ramen, dumpling. Those are two answers we got so far. Mm-hmm. Do we want to think of anything else?
I feel like a dumpling would be more easily depicted than making ramen.
Ramen so maybe, is quite maybe, complex to make.
Maybe he has a little bowl or something.
Yeah.
That would be ramen.
Yeah.
But I think dumpling's a good answer.
Okay, let's go with dumpling.
Or like a bun.
So
bow.
Yep.
The answer is dumpling. The answer is actually mochi.
Oh.
That's kind of a dumpling.
So the image, the full image that they is believed to be seen as a rabbit with a mortar.
Kind of doing that.
Yeah.
Slap.
So like mochi's made with like the hammers like hitting like all like on a mortar. And so this folklore is actually really prevalent in many Asian cultures. It originated in China, where they believe the image was a rabbit making the elixir of life for the moon goddess Chang'e. I looked up the pronunciation of that last night. So it's like Chang'e. But the Japanese and Korean versions of it believe it looks like a rabbit pounding the ingredients to make mochi.
Hmm.
That's cool. Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to have to take a good look at the moon next time.
Yeah, so mochi or rice cakes. Well, yeah, just made from rice.
Huh. There you go.
That's awesome. Great question.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Mm. Ali-san?
Okay. I will do my video game question.
Okay.
Named after the planet in which the Elder Scrolls games take place, which plant emits a ringing noise and glows?
Plant that.
One more time.
Named after the planet in which the Elder Scrolls games take place, which plant emits a ringing noise and glows? Well, I should say harvestable plant.
Right. Within the game. Mm-hmm. Not a real games. Life plant.
All of the games.
Yes.
Okay. Hell yeah. Yes. I have no clue.
Oh.
I'll just be over here.
Glenn, you ever play the Elder Scrolls series?
Only Skyrim, and
yeah.
Just
did you ever go to Skyrim. Did you ever go to the Underdark?
I don't think so. See, I never got too far.
I think that's what it's called.
It was one of those things where it's like I would play it and then stop playing it, come back to it, go, I have no idea where I am. I'm going to start over.
Yeah, I've probably started like 50 Skyrim games, I think, at this point. I love Skyrim.
Oh, fantastic.
The Elder Scrolls, I never really got into like Morrowind. I know it's popular, but Skyrim was the first one I really got to like sit down and play for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if I remember correctly, there is a quest that sends you to the Underdark. I hope that's the name. It's like a cavernous underground area that I think it's still on the same planet.
Oh, is it Dwarven?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Hmm.
It's not the Dwarven ruins. It's like I can't remember the purpose of or the reason why you're sent there, but there is a quest while you're down there that's like collect 30 of these plants and you basically just have to use the sound, you know, emission of the plants because they ring out. It's like a hot cold thing, so the closer that you get, the
louder they're getting,
you know, louder you can hear them. And they're called, I do remember this, Nurn Root.
Hey, Nurn Root. God. I feel like I'm doing a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. Here,
what's that?
Where I talked about how I'm gonna make a fool of myself this entire and like not contribute much.
Oh yeah, man, you're visualizing yourself as a fool. It's gonna happen.
I know. It's great.
You're a winner, Glenn. You're our champion. I damn know. It like former champion former
yeah. H-bomb, you gotta have him on.
All-time points leader though. You can put that under
I'll
your
take
belt.
That
all-time
but like yeah. H-bomb's gonna come on here someday and everybody's gonna be like, oh yeah, that's why he's winning now, like just
we'll see. Yeah, hopefully we can get H-Bomb at some point. But yeah, great question. You're a big Elder Scrolls fan, I think, right, Allison?
Yeah.
You mentioned that
I
in the chat this
Skyrim
week.
I played Skyrim for like 10 years straight. Like, I didn't stop playing it.
Yeah, and that's not an exaggeration. That game has been out for 10 years and
file.
Still good. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Glenn, yeah. Are you a big video games guy?
I'm a big video games guy.
And if for anybody not watching the video, we'll probably release a little video clip. They're both wearing headset microphones. It shows the level of love and dedication for video games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't have a podcast to invest in a nice microphone, so this is what I got.
Yeah.
You got to really bump it up to real loserdom by having an actual microphone that moves around and tell everybody how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to hear more about the Skyrim game real quick before we get off this. Oh. You had one game file that you played for 10 years? That seems rare for somebody to commit to one game file. So did you complete it?
Yeah, I did literally everything. Like, I cross-referenced different fan pages to make sure I got like every nook and cranny of that game.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, was there anything special that happened when you did that? It doesn't sound like it because you had to go cross-reference. No. That's bullshit. They should have built something in.
Right.
There are some really cool places.
Like,
you've
won
discover.
Skyrim. You're the new Jarl.
Right? They erect a statue of you in Skyrim. Like, just, right? In like, just your Skyrim. Character. Like, just.
If there's any Skyrim mods listening, mod Skyrim to do this. I mean, right? It seems like it would be very easy, actually. Just find like a spot to pop up a statue, model on a player character, and have it trigger to be built when the Allison,
the
100% Allison run has been done.
I feel like that's a common thing, though, because like I watched the completion of the series on YouTube, like, and like almost every time he finishes, like, completes the game, it's like, I didn't get anything for it.
Yeah,
just, like,
nothing.
So I'm like, I just never feel the point to, like, in any games I play to ever, like, do absolutely everything, because it's just
I
don't want to miss anything.
There is on Kingdom Hearts, there's 100% special screen that you get that has Sora. Is that his name? Sora. Yeah. Sora hanging out with the crew. So it's like I took a picture of it with my phone. I'm like, yay, my trophy.
Yeah.
I like 100% of games too. The Spider-Man PS4 game was awesome. I 100% that. Anyways, this is not a video game podcast, as much as I would love it to be one. Mark,
the three of you should start a video game podcast.
We could do it.
We
need more content.
I'd have to.
Mark just checked out Vision.
<that much.
laughs> The conversation.
Oh,
like,
I have no idea what just happened for the last 5 minutes.
Right.
It's okay.
Well, how about you serve us a question, Quiz Daddy?
I want you guys to have a good time. No, that's fine. Here's your next question. What is the fifth largest continent?
Fifth largest.
Okay, largest being Antarctica.
Yep.
Followed by
Africa.
Asia.
Africa.
Or Africa. Is Africa? I thought Asia. Am I mistaken?
I thought Africa was bigger. Our maps are so
well. Inaccurate. I think with the second and third place spots, that's interchangeable. Yeah. Since we're looking for fifth. So
okay,
Africa,
Asia and Africa.
Africa gone.
One or the
fourth.
Other.
We have Europe, North America, South America left,
and Australia.
And Australia.
Australia.
Korea, and Australia. And
maybe it'd be easier to go from the other direction, because Australia is clearly the smallest.
Yeah.
Then Europe. Then Europe. South America.
Is South America smaller than North? Mexico is part of North America, so Canada, Alaska.
Yeah, that's pretty big. United States, that's mostly the Northern Hemisphere.
And Greenland is considered part of North American continent.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, is Greenland considered like a subcontinent, like India?
I don't think so.
I mean, because Greenland's pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it is a subcontinent. That's not part of my Titan's knowledge.
You guys are doing this, but just wanted to clarify that we're going by size.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking South America.
So that would be
Wait.
So it would be Australia, North America. Yeah, would be six, and then South America fifth. That sounds pretty good to me.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, okay. I think South America is a little bit larger. So South America.
Wrong. I'm sorry, it's incorrect. Very, very, very close, though. That is the fourth. In first place, we have Asia.
Oh, Asia is larger than Antarctica.
Oh.
In second place, we have Africa.
Where's Antarctica? I could have sworn Antarctica was the largest.
In third place,
largest desert.
We have North America. Fourth place, South America. Fifth place, Antarctica.
Wow. Man, I was way off. I could have sworn. Continent. Is it getting smaller?
Probably 5,100 square miles.
I could have sworn.
It's Antarctica. Europe with 3,837,000 square miles. And Australia plus Oceania, 2,968 square miles. And it's funny because while I was bringing this up, I was like counting down and I was like, oh my God, it's listed as a sixth in here.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I doing? But the first one was the world.
The world, the entire planet.
It says the world is a vampire.
Now I'm just spreading misinformation while trying to answer Mark Davis's questions.
Well, we do say that the miscorrections, you know, or the susses are not fair, true fair game for miscorrections.
That is true.
We're just spitballing.
Well, it's funny that you guys mentioned Greenland, because Greenland, in the way that the map is laid out, because it's splayed out, looks so huge, but it's actually really, really pretty small in comparison to most places. Yeah, Greenland is pretty small.
I just know that our maps are insanely inaccurate.
The Mercator projection map.
Everywhere.
Yes, yeah, that's
inaccurate.
It. The Mercator. Yeah, and if you look at other maps where they have it splayed out differently, you're pretty aghast by how small Greenland is in reality.
I'm gonna be like thinking about where I heard Antarctica being so large and like trying to go like
Antarctica is the world's largest desert.
Okay.
Which is a fun trivia question because most people don't think about it as a desert, but it's technically a desert. And it also has the average highest elevation of any continent as well.
Okay, so there are some facts in there.
Lee, is Antarctica a desert, or is the largest desert in the world on Antarctica?
I think that might be a better way of saying it, yeah.
Well, I'm not trying to miscorrect you. I was just curious because I think I remember seeing like the name of the desert.
It might be just called the Antarctic Desert. But
oh, maybe
the way that you phrase it is more tight, I think. Tight.
Yeah.
All right. I have a 90s wrestling question for you. Real quick before we get to the actual question. Glenn, do you know what is it called when you have a wrestling finisher that is not often kicked out of?
Do I like the term for that?
Yeah, there's like a industry term for a wrestling finisher that's pretty much a like definitive finisher. Not many people kick out of it.
I don't actually know if I've heard that. Like, I know there's signature moves and like, you know, five moves of doom that lead up into that, but I actually don't know the term there.
In the industry, it's called a protected wrestling finisher.
Okay, yeah, I understand. I didn't know I've heard it. It's protected when like,
yes,
like the camel clutch. I never
heard it like referred to as like a term like that.
Yeah. Right. It's usually kickouts don't happen. Submissions don't usually happen if it's a submission move. This is a question about a popular protected finisher, maybe one of the most protected finishers of all time. At WrestleMania 8 in 1992, who became the first wrestler in WWE to kick out of a pin attempt following a Hulk Hogan leg drop?
Hulk Hogan face to Justice at WrestleMania 8. Nine was the one where he had two matches. That was the next year. But eight, yeah, he had the double main event. He was the final one going on with Sid Justice. So, anybody want to contribute to this? I assume this is all me, huh?
I mean, I did Shake watch wrestling around this time. I don't even know who Sid Justice is.
Sid Vicious. He's also known as Psycho Sid. Like, he's had multiple names. Vicious. So, Sid Justice was his initial, like, WWE run name in 1992. Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking, like, Undertaker, I think, was around at that point.
Undertaker actually had faced Hogan a few months prior during the Survivor Series and the Tuesday Night in Texas pay-per-views, where he did beat Hogan with a tombstone onto a steel chair at Survivor Series, and then he lost the belt at Tuesday Night in Texas back to Hogan. And then the belt was vacated for the Royal Rumble, which Ric Flair won, and it was supposed to be Hogan versus Ric Flair at WrestleMania 8, but the, I guess, the house show loop that they were doing with them wasn't very successful, so they decided to switch it to Macho Man Randy Savage versus Ric Flair for the belt, and then Hogan was put into a feud with Sid Justice, which began at Royal Rumble. Sorry. That's just like a big rant that's only interesting to people who like wrestling.
Holy shit.
I'm just going to give you one of these.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm going to do right there. Yeah, Sid Justice is the correct answer. And I believe all that you said afterwards is accurate. That was, yeah, there was a double main event at WrestleMania 8, and Flair and Macho Man were the other main event. But this match between Sid and Hogan... Do you know the backstory too, Glenn, I imagine?
Like storyline wise or like
no the backstage, like why? So for, you know, 10 years or so, Hogan had been in the WWE dropping this leg drop, nobody ever kicks out, and then all of a sudden somebody kicks out Sid Justice, and it wasn't a storyline reason. It was a backstage botch.
Because Papa Shango was supposed to run out and the timing was off. So, yeah, he missed his cue. He didn't run. They had an insanely long rampway for him to, like, run down. And then, like, he missed his timing. And that's why the match
was
supposed
to be ringside. And he was, like, way backstage, not paying attention to what was going on the main show. Nobody came and grabbed him like they're supposed to.
Here's the thing. Any situation like that, you can always blame on Hulk Hogan, because he's the one that wants screwy finishes to make him look good all the time.
Right.
So, like, if something like that's happening, it's because he's like, I don't want to lose clean or... anything like that. It's gotta be a mess,
right?
It's also,
do you know who the
do
you know who the first wrestler to kick out of the Hogan leg drop was? It was in a Japanese match.
Antonio Inoki, did he face him?
No,
like wait he faced the great Muta in Japan.
That was later.
Wait, I thought that was later. Around that the was same 93. That was a year later. Okay,
yep.
So Japanese match, man.
It was Genichiro Tenryu.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, and I great match. I don't understand why it didn't end after the leg drop.
I think he didn't use the leg drop as a finisher in Japan. I think he used a different move. Okay. Because he actually wrestled in Japan. Like, he would actually get off his feet and do drop kicks and, like, actually fall and take moves.
And enziguris and stuff like that.
Yeah,
enziguris.
Like, he was, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, we'll put a link to the show notes to that match if you're a fan. Check that out. Kind of a rare but cool wrestling
match. Thanks for indulging me and letting me sound smart on one particular subject during the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I did not know, like, I thought, like, you might know it, but now that I know that you have all that extra knowledge, I will make a tougher wrestling question for you next time, Glenn. Don't you worry. I just want
to. He has like an encyclopedic knowledge.
Yeah, he had the whole storyline mapped out and the matches surrounding it.
Yeah, he just goes, and I'm just like,
I watch a lot of YouTube shows on it. I watch, like, my WWE Network, I practically watched everything that was on there. I watched, like, all.
Did you watch that recent 5-hour video that came out ranking every WrestleMania match ever?
No.
It's, like, 5 hours long.
I've seen...
I'll send you a link to that.
I've seen ones from, like, What Culture and some other things where they have ranked, like, wrestling, like, the shows, but not every single match ever.
No, this is every match. I've seen, like,
best opening matches, but not... Wow, every match. That's crazy. I'll have to check that out.
Yep. And the top comment is, like, now somebody put these in chronological order.
Oh, jeez.
Real quick, I just want to wrap this up. These are all the wrestlers who have kicked out of Hogan's leg drop. Genichiro Tenryu... Then Sid Justice in 93, Yokozuna and the Great Muta.
Yokozuna and Great Muta, yeah.
Then Vader in 95. And then I think he was in WCW at this point. Then the Giant in 97. Mm. Giant kicked out in two different matches in 97. Lex Luger, Roddy Piper, Jacques Rougeau, Sting, Goldberg. And now we're in the year 2000. The Wall. I don't know if you're... Do you remember The Wall, Glenn?
In 2000?
Yeah.
That was the guy who was alongside Berlin, which was Alex Wright.
Yeah.
So they had... And he was, God.
He was dressed up like in a suit and tie, and they were just pushing him hard and like, oh my gosh, he got up from Hogan's leg drop. The Wall. Then the next person to get up after The Wall was The Rock, Triple H, and then finally Undertaker Mark kicked out of the leg drop in 2002. And Brock Lesnar, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So very protected finisher.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah,
honestly.
But it's 16, it's spread out pretty well
over 3 decades.
It's not like today where everybody kicks out. Like finishers are just like they run around like candy, and everybody kicks out. Like you know.
Yeah, other finishers have like hundreds of kickouts at this point.
Yeah, what's happened to wrestling?
Only I care.
Right. These days.
Yeah, I mean, you got two people on this podcast paying subscription fees, Mark. What has happened to it?
John Lewis cares.
All right. John Squared John Circle. Squared. We love John Lewis. Hope to have him on again soon.
A good boy.
For now, let's take a little break and then we'll come back with some Rate My Questions before we get to our final questions.
Yeah.
I'm dying for you to do an all wrestling trivia night because I would love to go toe to toe with like John Lewis on that. Just.
I'm working on it. I've got probably 80 questions written at this point. I don't think we'll ask them.
Yeah.
But that's just WWE. So like now I want to go through and like pick like, you know, those. This is the good stuff from WWE.
Get some WCW in there or ECW. Right. Gotcha.
All right. We're back and it's time for a Rate My Question.
Rate My Question.
Okay. First up, we're hearing from Quiz Daddy Kyle. What's up, Quiz Daddy? Kyle says, hey, guys, big fan of the show. I've listened to every episode and always look forward to when the next one comes out. I work as a hydrographer, and I'm constantly working long hours in a boat or driving cross country. So your show helps us out a lot and helps out when I find a place that has trivia on the road. But get so many weird looks when I'm screaming at the radio for Lee not to suss Mark out of the right answer. Hopefully, I can get down to Florida one of these days and attend one of your trivia nights. Anyways, I've decided to write a Rate My Question for you two since I had some free time. The category is music, and I've written three versions ranging from hard to easy. I will have the answer on the very bottom of the page, also with a reference. Thank you very much, Quiz Daddy Kyle. Here is the question. What band mascot was made from referencing a photo from Time magazine of a dead soldier's head attached to a tank? What band mascot was made from referencing a photo from Time magazine of a dead soldier's head attached to a tank? Now, I feel like something immediately came to mind. I had a mascot come to mind, and that would be Eddie from Iron Maiden.
Yeah, see, Iron Maiden was the first thing that came to my mind as well.
Especially with that war component. Like, I feel like that could be like a political statement that the band was making in a sense, but also, you know, just kind of this like gruesome imagery, you know, taking that and putting it with their band.
I mean, how many bands like actively have like a mascot, you know?
Right, right. That's another part of it, is that they are few and far between. Mark, what do you think? Can you think of any other band mascots that this might be?
Anthrax has a mascot that's like, I feel like, always just a head. It's not necessarily like looking like it's cut off, but it's like a dude's head. But especially with like the helmet that I think, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like Eddie, if he's usually wearing a helmet.
He kind of has like a bunch of different looks. Like, he's on one, he's like a mummy, he's like a sphinx type thing.
Right.
And sometimes he's like on a battlefield. I think there might be a biker version of Eddie. They just kind of dress him up in whatever the theme of the album is, or the theme
but
of the
artwork. This is, this question's implying that his creation, like the origin of this, was based off this Time magazine cover, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, of a dead soldier's head attached to a tank.
I have no idea.
So we have Eddie from Iron Maiden and Anthrax guy.
Yeah, I don't think Metallica necessarily has like a mascot.
Got that little doodle drawing of a dude, don't they? Don't they have like a mohawk dude?
I don't think it's really a mascot though. Yeah. They put that out when they put out Live Binge and Live Shit Binge and Purge, I think.
Can you imagine Lars like, actually, we got that from a Time magazine photo.
I prefer not to imagine Lars ever.
God. Just
that's a reference to the Lars chewing video that Mark put us onto a few episodes back.
I have to check that one out.
Should we hear the easier version? Should we move on to the next version of this question?
There's an easy.
Oh, there's an easier
version. Yeah, he has three.
I think our answer is Eddie.
Yeah.
Probably.
Right. But for rate my question purposes.
One. Yeah.
The next version is, artist Derek Riggs created what band mascot by referencing a photo from Time magazine of a dead soldier's head attached to a tank? So there we get the artist name. Derek Riggs. That doesn't help me.
No, not unfortunately.
Particular.
No.
It is an extra hint.
It is. Especially if that's like a prolific artist. That's like, I don't know what they'd be known for exactly in that time.
And here is the easiest version. Artist Derek Riggs created this mascot for legendary band Iron Maiden by referencing a photo from Time magazine of a dead soldier's head attached to a tank. I think that this is a pretty easy version, but if I ask this question in a live setting, I still think that a lot of teams would have trouble coming up with the name of Iron Maiden's mascot.
Yeah.
So this is probably the version I would go with. So I'm just going to give this to us. His name's Eddie. I don't even need to look that up. I'm going to give this, I'm going with the last one, and I'm giving that a Pibs. I did not know the fact of that came from a Time magazine thing, so that's very interesting to me. Full Pibs on this one, Quiz Daddy Kyle.
I know this is going to sound weird, but if you're into music, this question is really easy. If you're not, it's really hard, and I kind of feel like if you're going to go with the last question, you need to give some kind of hint as to
what Eddie is, like how it could be Eddie, the name.
Like another way to get to Eddie, you know what I mean? Like what famous mascot is blah, 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 that shares its name with something or something. I know that sounds weird because it's either something like that. Right. I mean, it's just, you're either going with it being, you know, I would say you either go with the hardest one, or you go with the easiest one, but you give a little bit of a hint for the people that if they're so far gone, then you got to give them a little extra help.
Yeah, I gave it a Pibs. Mark, what would you rate this question from Quiz Daddy Kyle?
I'm all said and done, I'm going to rate it an A+. It is a good question.
Nice.
I'll rate it an A. Let me take away the plus. I'm going to rate it an A.
Oh, wow. Giving it and taking it away. Wow. What a wild ride Quiz Daddy Kyle just went on.
I'm sorry.
Glenn, Allison, we ask that you rate this question as well. You just have to come up with your own rating system. So no PIBs, no letter grade system, just your own brand of rating.
I'm still trying to figure out the color rating system that we heard on a previous episode. Yeah. From someone.
The color is Amanda's green scale.
You can make up whatever you want. Hates green, loves blue.
I'm gonna go with I'll do flavors for me, where this is like mint chocolate chip being my favorite, and pralines and dick from Wayne's World being the worst. So I'll go in the middle and call it a vanilla. I enjoy vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla's good.
Very much. But like, so I can take away things. Like I can be like, oh, I can appreciate the nature of this, but sometimes I need a little more.
Right. Okay. And, orchid style.
Yeah. So like, so that wouldn't have been enough for me to go off of, unfortunately. Like, I wouldn't have been able to get the name Eddie. Like, I can picture the guy, but I wouldn't have been able to get his name.
Neither.
So that was like the point Mark made. Yeah.
Right.
Allison?
I will give this a 4.5 apples out of 5 apples.
Okay, that's good.
Herbs. Nice rating. Okay, so that's our Rate My Question. I'm sorry, Aaron, we're just going to have to get to yours again next week. For others, if you'd like to write us with a Rate My Question, a missed correction, or even just a little no-note, please do so at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com or call us at 1-929-356-6966.
Allison, kick us off, won't you please, with your last question?
Okay, would you like geology or biology?
No.
No.
Biology.
Biology, okay.
Yeah. I'll back up.
So, an involuntary reaction to fear, horripilation, is more commonly known as what?
Now, we might need to pull in a backup. Mark, I think you might have asked this question on the podcast before.
I wasn't sure. I got excited about people knowing this word.
Maybe I just know it then.
Can we hear it one more time?
An involuntary reaction to fear, horripilation, is more commonly known as what?
Well, I'll tell you this. I know I just busted out the word coprophagia the other day. Out of the depth of my brain, which means to eat shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, phagia means to eat, right?
Yes.
Like that, the phagia, yeah.
But that copra, is this shitting yourself? Can you say the word again?
That's not what she said. Yeah, she said horripilation.
Horripilation.
I thought she said corripilation with a C.
Oh, Mark
just went right to the shit eating.
Yep.
Right to the shit eating.
No, I think a hint for this question that you could add maybe is that it shares its name with a popular book series by R.L. Stein.
That's a good hint.
Okay. Goosebumps. Well, Matt, Goosebumps.
I think. Yeah, but I feel like that would just be too easy.
Absolutely. I'm just being
he's just showing off.
See, that's what I mean. You give that a little razzle dazzle with some pop culture reference in there, and I'm like, oh yeah, I know that. And then like, if it's actual science, I'm just like, I'm gonna be quiet for a little bit. And
right. Yeah, I believe it's Goosebumps.
Yeah.
All right. Good job.
Nice. Okay. Are you sure you didn't ask that, Mark? I'll just take the
question. I may have. I've asked so many questions. I've seen a million faces, and I've questioned them all.
Right.
Mr. My other question was about feldspar, so.
Oh, well, I'm glad we didn't get that.
Yeah, no idea. Some kind of rock thing, right?
Yeah.
The feldspar.
Yep.
So we're on to me here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Please.
Okay, category being character origins.
Mm,
and I really hope this wasn't asked recently, but the character Pee-wee Herman was created and developed by Paul Reubens. And what former SNL and sitcom star during their time together with the Groundlings improv troupe?
I don't know if this question has been asked, but I think we know it.
You said with what other cast member from Saturday
Night? So this was a person that Paul Reubens was in the Groundlings with.
Right.
And they are known for being also a former SNL person and sitcom. actor.
Sitcom actor. Well, that throws a wrench in
there. There's a lot of people in the Groundlings. That's the only reason, because we have talked about this one time before on the podcast, but it was Elvira that we were asking about. And Elvira was not on Saturday Night Live, but she was a member of the Groundlings, and they kind of, as far as I know, created those characters simultaneously, almost like in the same
period. Oh, really?
Yeah. Similar origins there.
Lee.
Yeah.
Phil Hartman helped write Big Top or Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Yes.
Yes. And he was on Saturday Night Live, as we all know.
Was he a sitcom?
Yeah, he was on News Radio.
Oh.
And I think he sadly passed during the production of that show.
Where he was stabbed by his wife, who was high on drugs that were allegedly given to her by Andy Dick. Or he helped get her back on drugs.
John Lovitz claimed it.
John Lovitz, yeah. That was it.
But my best friend has horrible nightmares about Andy Dick.
With good reason.
Alex, yeah.
So do we want to say it's Phil Hartman? He was in Groundlings?
Yeah, and I did not know that he wrote Big Top, so that's even more credence right there
to the I'm pretty sure about that. I feel pretty good about it. We're going to say
very talented guy.
Allison, do you have any feedback into this?
I never watched SNL, so I've got nothing.
Well, Justin Peterson hates you. I'm just kidding. All right, we're going to go ahead and say Phil Hartman.
Yes.
That is correct.
Hey. Yay! Ding, ding,
ding. You know, Glenn, I got to say, great poker face on that, because like I was kind of trying to get a read on you while we were talking about it, and you...
I'm fantastic at going blank face when I ask things. I have to do it all the time, because like I ask students every day when I'm teaching like a question, and I don't want them to even hint sometimes. I got to try to nudge them, but at first, I'm like...
Right.
Just that. But yeah, Stone Phil Fist. Hartman is the correct answer. He did help create the character with Paul Reumans. He's actually... Hartman did write Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and you could actually see Phil Hartman at the very end of the movie playing a reporter that's interviewing Francis Buxton at the movie theater, like at the drive-in at the very end. So,
okay, I forgot about the little cameo.
Yep,
there you go.
Right on,
Lee. Is it you or me?
I just watched that for the first time.
Oh, it's so
good. I think it's me.
All right,
I think it's me.
Hit me, Daddy.
Secret societies. Which conservative U.S. political figure who died in 2016 spent his final days with members of the International Order of St. Hubertus, a secret society founded in 1695? I'll read that one more time for you. Which conservative U.S. political figure who died in 2016 spent his final days with members of the International Order of St. Hubertus, a secret society founded in 1695?
When did George H.W. Bush die?
It wasn't 2016. Because Martha... Jeez. Wait, is Martha... Wait, I'm like forgetting the name right now. His wife.
What name did you just say?
Yeah.
Barbara.
Barbara, not Martha. Barbara Bush. She died.
Why did you say Martha?
She died like in 2017. I know this because I got a time hop notification where I complained about missing Final Jeopardy because a news bulletin came up saying she died. And so...
Look at this mind palace. Glenn's using time hop in his mind palace. That is smart.
And so H.W., like, he died, like, I think, like, a year later in 2018.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if... oh, God. Why am I brain farting so hard on names right now? I got his face in my...
Is Henry Kissinger still alive?
I... don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Why I got his face so clearly in my mind. Ran against Obama in 2008. John McCain. So did he, I know he died. I think it was sometime during the presidency actually of Donald Trump, because he said all those things and they didn't want him at the funeral. So that would have been 2016.
I wonder if it was Strom Thurmond. I don't know when he died. He probably died a while ago, but wouldn't it be funny if Lee was doing research on Strom Thurmond and came across this fact?
That was the guy we talked about earlier, right?
Yep.
Died. So if he, like, it was like 2003, right? When he was it here?
Oh, I don't know.
So I think that's before. I think it was not in that. So this is. Can I get the question one more time?
Absolutely. Which conservative U.S. political figure who died in 2016 spent his final days with members of the International Order of St. Hubertus, a secret society founded in 1695?
Hubert.
Is that like hubris? Hubertus?
It's, no. Yeah, Hubert us. That's
really
when you mock Hubert.
I think I have a general policy of not bothering with conservative politicians until they're starting to stir shit that bothers me.
George H.W. Bush is just the best guess I have. I mean, I guess it can't be him, but...
I mean, yeah, that's like... Yeah, that's true, because, like, it's just... Yeah, I don't have anything better. Like, there's no name that's really jumping out, unfortunately.
Should we just go with H.W.?
Yeah,
I know that his son was involved in that Skull and Bones.
Yeah, see, that's what the thing I was like was hoping it was kind of around like that kind of stuff. But yeah, I don't have anything better coming to my own mind right now.
All right, we're gonna say George H.W. Bush.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Wrong.
The correct answer is Antonin Scalia. Antonin Scalia. So the International Order of St. Hubertus is like a hunting and nature conservationship secret society. And he was on a hunting trip at a lodge with several of these members. They denied that he was a member of the organization, but it seems like it all pretty much lines up. There are 250 members, only 250 members in the United States and 600 members worldwide. The order, International Order of St. Hubertus.
He's not one of us, but we hang out with them.
Why would they be a secret society if they're doing like conservation work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's part of the, I guess the ethos of this organization, traditional hunting ethics and practices and encouraging wildlife conservations. So I don't know. Look at Scalia's, judging record on conservation law and see if it lines up.
Yeah. Here's your last question, guys. And the last question of El Evening. Ready? That's Spanish for the evening.
Thanks.
The 1985 World Championship for what sport is known as the Black Ball Final?
Baseball?
No. One more time, please.
The 1985 World Championship for what sport is known as the Black Ball Final?
Basketball.
85. Okay, so it only happened 1 year. So that it seems like, yeah, it's something that maybe it has to do with like ball discoloration. What? See a doctor, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, get that checked out. Maybe because somebody died? They like used a black ball.
Do you think
as a commemorative thing?
Is there also like anything to do with like soccer riots or anything like that? Like it was like some kind of outrage that happened at this, like just championship. Just
the commemorative thing is interesting. I have to admit.
Like when you do like a when there is an event and somebody dies, they give you the black
armband, like when you do that,
For grieving,
right?
I don't know. I know nothing about sports.
Did you say
so I'm trying to
the Black Ball Invitational,
Black Ball Final,
Black Ball Final,
Final. So an invitational would be golf. Finals is basketball.
The championship,
right?
Yeah. But I mean, we don't call baseball a final. Like it's the World Series, right. NBA Finals. That's basketball.
Golf have finals?
FIFA, like World Cup. I'm terrible with soccer. But I don't think that's called like a final.
Is it? That actually might be called a final.
It really? Okay.
It might be.
Could golf have a final?
They have tours and invitationals.
And then, yeah, the PGA Tour Championship.
Did any famous sports ball players die in 1985?
I'm sure they did.
I mean,
I don't know off the top of my head who, but
yeah. And football is the Super Bowl. It's not tennis.
Oh, Tenet. Don't they have finals?
If you're trying to give it, I can't see it. It just disappeared.
I was like,
Yeah.
Tennis isn't a bad guess either. And it's a little bit less popular than basketball.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that'd be good.
I'm just.
And a black tennis ball?
That'd be weird.
Mm-hmm.
I see. I feel like I've seen black basketballs, and that's why I was.
That's
like,
true. I mean, but yeah, I don't. I'm feeling more
just
basketball.
Never heard of this.
Yeah, me either. Okay.
I mean, I'm fine with basketball, but I'd be surprised if it was.
I think we're just like, I think we looked in as deep as we can with our knowledge. Yeah. So no, we'll go basketball.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is snooker.
What the heck is that?
Oh, it's billiards.
Snooker. Oh. Yes.
It's
specifically snooker, yes. The best of 35-frame match was split into four sessions. Davis, who was the defending world champion, won every frame in the first session to lead 7-0, but only led 9-7 and 13-11 after the second and third sessions until the final frame where Dennis Taylor, who was playing against him, started kicking ass and taking names. The deciding frame culminated over several shots on the final ball, the black ball. Mm-hmm. Taylor potted the ball to win his only world championship.
Wow.
And this was repeated. This was outlets reported this as a major shock. And Davis was widely predicted to win the match. So everybody calls it as the
black ball. I can't believe we overlooked the black behind the black ball is where the phrase comes from. Yeah, we just didn't even acknowledge.
Bowling was another one that I thought you guys would have gone with.
Oh, just, I didn't think of bowling at all.
No dice. Glenn.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
Allison.
As Kano would say.
Yes.
Lee.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great having all of you, but I'm going to run the podcast alone. Thank you, Glenn and Allison, for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having us. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to answer, I think, one question correctly.
Hey,
you nailed it, though, Bob.
Oh, God, I nailed it. I had so much background knowledge just there.
Yeah.
That was good for
Lee and I have gone episodes without answering each other's questions right, so.
I'll take it. Mm-hmm. I'll be ready next time. I'm gonna look over all kinds of crap.
Yes,
Allison. Thank you as well. Is there anything that you guys would like to plug or promote to our listeners?
I guess you could check us out on Instagram. We each have our own artist page on Instagram. Mine being Glenn DiGirolamo Art. So that's my full name there. I'm sure it'll be in the show notes. So you guys can learn to spell my ridiculous last name.
Lots of vowels. Mine is Squid Inked Studio on Instagram, and mostly illustrations.
Yes, go give them a follow. And thanks for listening, everyone. Please join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the No-No in several ways, the easiest by sharing this episode on your social media accounts with your friends. You could also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform. And you could support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page.
Speaking of Patreon, thank you so much to our Patreon supporters for helping out with the show, including our quiz daddies Kyle, Tommy, and Tim, our team captains Dylan, Sean, Lydia, Gil.
It's Gil.
Kristen, Fletcher, Aaron, and David Holbrook to the third power. Thanks to our proverbial lightkeepers, John, Adam, Molly, and Ryan, Nicole, Jenny, Christopher, Spencer, Caitlin, Manu, Mo, Nina, Michael, Matthew, Luke, Marissa, Justin, Hank, Nicole, Cooper, Carly, Elise, Josh, and Lucas. And thanks to our Rumpelstiltskins as well. Alex, Doug, Kevin, Sarah, Tiffany, Allison, Paige, Kenya, Jeff, Efren, Steven, Michael C.
Mike Christie.
Michael J.
Mike Japan.
And Michael Jordan.
And Michael Jordan. let's see here. Okay. Quiz Daddy Kyle? Did we get Quiz Daddy Kyle in the thank you? Have we been missing that?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
No, Quiz Daddy Kyle. Yeah, he was the first person I mentioned. Kyle,
my
Tommy,
bad. Thank you as well for the Rate My Question, Kyle, as well as your support. If you'd like to write us with a Rate My Question or a missed correction, you can do so at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com or call us at 1-929-356-6966. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia and on Twitter at No Non Trivia.
You can write us with a Rate My Question or you can rate us with a Write My Question.
Either one.
Also, we have a Facebook group you can join. Just go on Facebook and search for the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast to join us there. Always a hoot. Zerbert. I was very astounded to see how many people did hear of Zerbert before, because it seemed like everyone we asked. No dice. No one ever heard of a Zerbert. Glenn, Zerbert?
No.
Allison seems completely lost. Zerbert is another name for a raspberry.
Oh. Like a hazelnut.
Oh, yep. Okay, Lee's gonna
pass out. I'm working on it. I'm practicing.
And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service.
Five stars only, please.
Please.
Until next time, no nonsense listeners.
Have a great week.